Good morning, it's KX93.5. I'm Jason Feddy, and continuing our community interviews with people doing good stuff around and about Laguna Beach, Heather is here from Love Bugs Rescue. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, it's absolutely a pleasure. You know, I'm a dog lover.
Yes.
And you guys, your thing is all about dogs, so... You know, Mrs. Pickles is not here today, but she's here in spirit.
Yeah, I think Sir Biscuit would have liked to meet Miss Pickles.
I think Mrs. Pickles would have eaten Sir Biscuit in one gulp. Yes. Sir Biscuit's a little chihuahua, isn't he?
Yes.
He's so little.
He is. He's just over 2 pounds, and he was rescued from the Baldwin Park shelter. So it's hard for me to even imagine somebody carrying this little thing into the shelter.
Well, Mrs. Pickles was a rescue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got her from the pound in Santa Ana there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that is, again, that's another, I hate to say it, but it's a kill pound, you know.
Yes.
The dogs don't last very long there.
Yeah, we get a lot of our dogs from Orange County Shelter, Riverside County, Coachella, LA County, all over.
Dogs that are as pretty as Sir Biscuit here and as Mrs. Pickles probably get swept up by people, but there are dogs left, and as we know, you know, they meet a nasty end, so... It's wonderful that you, the work that you do is to get the dogs from those organisations and to make sure they get fostered, at least fostered or adopted out into the wider community. How does it work?
Yeah, so we get dogs from the Hikill shelters before they're scheduled for euthanasia, some within hours before they're scheduled for euthanasia. And since we are 100% foster-based rescue, those dogs would go into a foster home and they would, you know, just live in a home environment like your dog, like Mrs. Pickles and Sir Biscuit, until they adopt out into their forever home. And we provide all the medical care. We take care of everything, spaying, neutering them, making sure they're up to date with, you know, their vaccines, microchipping, all of that stuff before they go.
Goodness me, you're literally saving lives and holding on to them until somebody will take them away. It's an incredible thing that you're doing. I mean, the idea that these dogs would be put to death is just beyond...
Yeah, I mean, there's perfectly healthy dogs. I mean, the dogs that are being euthanized, it's not behavioral or medical always. Sometimes it's just euthanasia for space. So that's why, you know, if anybody had ever wanted to become a foster home, it's really, really crucial part of rescue because you're literally saving a life. And so we are always looking for foster homes, and the commitment is usually anywhere from 2 weeks to a couple months. So really doesn't take a lot of time out to save a life.
So there's a couple of things here. First of all, you know, taking a dog out of the pound, often they've got emotional problems. They can be... Mrs. Pickles was crazy for 2 years. I mean, I must tell you, you know, she's really settled down now.
Yeah.
But for a couple of years there, she was scared, you know.
Yeah.
So do you support the foster parents, shall we say, in all of that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I mean... When dogs are pulled out of the shelter, they're like a completely different dog a couple of weeks from the point that you pull them in behavior. So they do evolve. And we have a great trainer that we work with. She's actually going to be at our event, which we'll talk about, doing some training sessions there. But yeah, we believe in educating, training. We're a complete supportive foster-based rescue.
So this is great, not just for the dogs, but for the people too. They learn about training, about being compassionate for an animal that's not going to be part of their family because it's going to move on, you know.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is not getting attached and wanting to keep the dog. Some people do. They foster fail. But yeah, if you can let the dog go into the home, I mean, a lot of our fosters keep in touch with the families and, you know, they send them pictures and, you know, we have a lot of great happy tale stories. So
I'm not surprised it's a community that, I mean, before we had a dog, we had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's a community of dog owners and we have a pack now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely. And, you know, rescue is more socially responsible nowadays. You see more and more people. We have tons of rescue dogs homed in Laguna. So it's kind of fun. Actually, our very first rescue, Romy, is Dave Hobreck, who is the Hobreck Sports Studio here in Laguna. Him and his wife have Romy, our very first love bug.
Tremendous.
So that's kind of cool.
So this is really is crucial work. Anybody who's connected to dogs at all couldn't bear the idea of these dogs being put down. So they go out into the community, people foster them until real permanent homes can be found. And the organization that does it is Love Bugs Rescue. And the website?
is lovebugsrescue.org.
All right, now let's talk about the event. Because okay. people can help, not just by fostering animals, which you may or may not be able to do, but you guys need money, obviously. It costs money to neuter and put in the chips and all of that stuff and spay these animals. So you can support in a different way. And you're holding an event on Sunday, October the 11th, from 4 o'clock till 7 p.m. at Madison Square and Garden Cafe up there at North Coast Highway. What's going to happen there?
So John Madison, the owner,
he hates dogs. Can't stand them.
he adopted a dog from Love Bugs. And yeah. When he came to my house to adopt Opal, who's now Roxy, he had mentioned, you know, hey, I want to do an event for you. Your organization. And so we had a 5-year anniversary coming up, so we thought, hey, let's do it there. And so he's graciously hosting our event, and we're going to have live music, we're going to have a silent auction, we're going to have food, we'll have some of our puppies there, and we'll have our great trainer. We've got these Ask the Trainer 20 minute of training, a little mini training session for a $30 donation. So we're really excited.
Oh, that is cool. You know, when we drive by Madison Square, Mrs. Pickles barks. She knows where it is. She knows. She's,
yeah.
Because he gives treats to every dog that comes through the door.
He's so great. It's dog friendly. And the party's free to attend. We just ask that people RSVP at sandy@lovebugsrescue.org. And that's S-A-N-D-I, Sandy.
Yeah, I see that. S-A-N-D-I@lovebugsrescue.org to RSVP or book a 20-minute Ask the Trainer session. Very nice. Silent auction, it says here. Adoptable Love Bugs, live entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, wine, and refreshments. It's lovebugsrescue.org. You guys on other social media?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and we are on Instagram. We have YouTube, Twitter, our website. We've got it all. And we have quite a following. You'd be surprised at how many people approach me at events, and they're like, my wife checks your website every single day.
No, I'm totally not surprised. Looking at animals on the internet is it's the biggest thing the internet does.
Well, and we do such cute themes with all of our puppies. Like, everybody's, you know, a theme, and we do cute pictures. So I think people just love it, you know, to see the stories. And
fantastic. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Heather. And Mr.
Thank you.
Sir Biscuit, of course, is here, the Chihuahua.
Yeah.
And is he available for adoption, or is he yours?
No, he's mine. He was at one point, and I got about 5 applications, and I said, oh, my kidding, he's staying. He's just so great. He's, you know, such a great little guy. He's so social, and he's
brilliant.
Perfect. So brilliant.
Well, off the air, I'll tell the story about how we got Mrs. Pickles. It's a real tearjerker. lovebugsrescue.org. I'll say it one more time. lovebugsrescue.org. They're having a do at Madison Square and Garden Cafe Sunday, October 11th, 4 to 7 p.m. lovebugsrescue.org. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.